10 coffins have arrived in central Java in readiness for the execution of a group of prisoners who the Indonesian government say will face the firing squad over the coming days. It's not clear if Australians Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran are included in this next batch as their lawyers continue their appeal for clemency. Execution by firing squad has always been Indonesia's method of capital punishment, and now it's a method gaining support again in the United States. Two American states, Utah and Wyoming, have passed legislation to bring back the firing squad following a shortage of lethal injection drugs. They want the firing squad to be the official backup option if lethal injection drugs can't be procured within 30 days of a planned execution. Anti-death penalty supporters in Utah are now trying to stop this legislation from getting state Senate approval. Ralph Delapiana is a lawyer and director of Utah's for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. He joins me now from Utah. Ralph Delapiana, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Why are you opposed to the state execution by firing squad?
Well, first of all, let me begin with the premise that I believe that no civilized government or society should be in the business of killing people in the first place. Evolving standards of decency have led most democracies, sorry to say, except for the United States, to have stopped using the death penalty a generation ago. Now, also, you add to that that it's a barbaric and archaic method of execution that even in the United States was discontinued more than a generation ago, and you have just multiple reasons to be opposed to executions by firing squad.
So it had been phased out, but for some reason it's coming back. Now, the stated reason seems to be the difficulty with the availability of the lethal injection drug. But in the United States, a few years ago, Florida sponsored a bill to try and give Florida death row inmates the option of death by firing squad. Missouri is apparently considering giving death row inmates the option of death by firing squad. And now we have Wyoming and Utah with these bills. Why is that, do you believe, Ralph?
Well, first of all, the problems with the lethal injection protocols is what is currently causing this discussion about bringing back other methods of execution that have been rejected in the past. And the reason that the lethal injection protocols are not working is because the manufacturers of the drugs did not make them for the purpose of killing people and are refusing to provide them to the states to carry out these lethal injections.
So the drug manufacturers are taking a moral stand.
Correct. So it's that's the reason that the states are trying to bring it back. Of course, the problems with the lethal injection protocol just goes to show that there's, you know, that was supposed to be the most humane way to kill people, and there have been all kinds of recently botched executions where the inmates have suffered for an hour or 2 hours before eventually dying, that is just showing that there's no humane way to kill people and raises the question of whether we should be doing it at all.
Well, that's a question that's always there, isn't it? And there's always a percentage of the population that doesn't support the death penalty, but there seems to be always quite a significant proportion that does too. What's the public opinion there in Utah towards this notion of death by firing squad? I understand the last person executed in Utah was Ronnie Lee Gardner, who was strapped in a chair surrounded by sandbags with a target affixed to his chest. Is that right?
That's right. That was about 7 years ago. Or 8 years ago now, and he was executed by firing squad. So let me say, to answer your question, in general, Utahns have, for the most part, been supportive of the death penalty, but nationally, at least, the death penalty is losing support. Only 12% of Americans support the firing squad today. Last year, death sentences hit a 40-year low, and only 7 states of the 50 had executions at all. So there's a trend away from the death penalty, even here in the United States.
Ralph Delapiana, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Happy to do it.
Ralph Delapiana is director of Utahns for Alternatives to the Death Penalty.